Hello and welcome back to Feathercast. You've no doubt noticed that Feathercast has been silent since March. Real life has gotten in the way for both David and myself. But this week I am at ApacheCon in New Orleans, and I've done a number of interviews. The first one that I'll be sharing with you is an interview with Paul Cuerna, in which he discusses his dreams for world domination and the Apache web server version 3.0. I'm talking with Paul Cuerna, who is on the Apache HTTPD project, and he's going to tell us what is new in the 3.0 version of the Apache web server.
What's new? Okay, well, I mean, the 3.0 started out kind of as the nebulous, well, we should do something new. Because, you know, we kind of took the 2.0 architecture kind of to its limits, where it can go as an architecture. Because there's a lot of things designed in it about around blocking I/O and synchronizing with how you're doing stuff that are really hard to change without breaking a lot of APIs. Kind of last year, it's kind of been rumblings of, you know, we need to do things more asynchronous. We need to do things non-blocking. And so in May of this year, Roy Fielding actually gave a talk at ApacheCon Europe outlining some of his ideas. Right now, it's a lot of vaporware. It's a lot of crazy ideas in the sky. But I think a lot of the core of it is you see market adoption from things like Light HPDD. And the reason people are adopting is because at the core of it, it's very simple. It does a lot with very little resources. And it works really well for new web architectures like Rails and Django, where Apache kind of has not kept up. Whether we call it 3.0 or it ends up being 2.4 or some other magical version number, what we're trying to go is just make everything do more with less resources and make it more efficient and, you know, do a lot of things that we kind of ignored, you know, for the last 10 years.
You committed a new NPM last week. Is that the first step towards world domination?
Yeah, it is. It gives us a kind of a flexible framework to build event-based servers. So if you look at Apache 2, even 1.3, it's the same model. For every client that comes in, you have a single process or a single thread that handles that request. And in 2.2, we kind of broke a little bit of that with the event NPM. Lets you do a little more event-style things, but still fundamentally you're tied to that single request response cycle. And with a simple NPM, it kind of gives us the base framework to build something more like how Light HPDD works internally, as far as it's event-based. It asynchronously parses the request as it comes in, can fire off a handler asynchronously, and spit content back without blocking. And to do that throughout Apache, it's going to take a long time and a lot of work. But yeah, what I committed last week is kind of the first step to getting there.
So another thing that's bugged a lot of Apache web server users forever is the fact that it runs as a particular user. Is that something we're going to have the opportunity to fix in the future?
I think we make it more flexible. It's, you know, scalability is, you can scale up to a lot of things, you can scale down to a lot of things. And all the problems with running as, you know, 10 different users, previously it was very inefficient because we had to have copies of everything and memory and everything else. And if we can figure out how to make the minimal HPDD very, very small, it's very cheap then to have lots of copies of things. So we can do things like run mod PHP as different users and things that have been dreamt of for a long time. But even if they could be implemented technically, there would have been bad performance artifacts of it. So no one would have really done that for very many production sites. So if we get this right, we can actually deploy those kind of architectures.
When 2.0 came out and then when 2.2 came out, a lot of existing installations, folks didn't want to migrate because it would require redoing so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to happen again, or will this be a more graceful transition? It sounds like it's going to be a pretty painful one.
I think originally a lot of us thought, yeah, let's just break everything. But I think we're coming back to our senses. I think what will end up happening is we'll have something called 2.4. And it will use your existing configuration file, and it'll work, you know, your existing config, and most of your modules will work out of the box without a problem. And then there'll be some other config options you can add that make it behave differently. Make it behave in new ways. And kind of use that as a stepping stone going forward. Because I think everyone kind of figured out the whole, even the 2.0, the 1.3 to 2.0 migration was, you know, even though some of the core concepts were still the same on some platforms, the migration was not handled very well. PHP should just work out of the box on day one. Like, I would not want to release 2.4 or 3.0 or anything if it can't say, oh, PHP works out of the box and works really well. You look at that and like, well, Yeah, I mean, that's what people use Apache for. They don't use it to serve static files. I mean, you can make a server that serves static files really easily, but that's not what people use it for. They use it for the, you know, for the read-write configs, for the mod PHP, the mod Perl. That's where they're using it. So let's embrace that and build something they can use.
It sounds like this is a good time for people who hate the way that the web server works to get involved. Where should those people be sending their ideas?
Well, ApacheCon's a good place because we get a lot of us around the table, so we can actually hash out ideas quickly. But the real work goes on the mailing list. Even when we talk about stuff at ApacheCon, it still ends up on threads there. So the dev@hvd.apache.org mailing list.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.